This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on my line. A song about a simple love that's stronger than the pine. I'm a country boy, I'm a rocket boy. Like a little crown in my Coca-Cola. Say a little prayer for all the soldiers. Fight for the USA.
It went further and found that people who consume more than 7 grams of salt a day had a significantly higher chance of death than people who ate 3 to 6 grams per day. People consuming high levels of sodium / salt had higher rates of heart attacks, heart failures, and strokes as well. So, what did we learn when I was, maybe 30? I remember stopping using salt because there was a study that was published in the 70s that suggested that the usage of salt was any kind of salt bad. And now the emphasis is on too much, kind of like the extremes. The results, when you look at this study or these studies, confirm that people who eat too much salt ought to eat less of it. Problem with the way we respond to this information is that we often run too far and too fast in the other direction. I'm a perfect example of that. And I don't know about you, Kenny, whether you, when you were told you had high blood sugar, did you just stop consuming salt? Or do you still use a little of it? Still lost, Ken. All right. Meanwhile, back in the consumer corner, you, if you're an average consumer, take in 3 to 4 grams of sodium a day, which is about the equivalent of 3.5 tablespoons of soy sauce. That's on the low end of the safe zone. The 3 to 6 grams of the study, again, that was what was safe. The Food and Drug Administration thinks that's not low enough, recommending 2 to 3 grams a day. World Health Organization says it should be 2 grams a day. American Heart Association says about 1.5 grams a day. The study of these people found that both low and high sodium excretion, which is directly related to sodium consumption, was associated with an increased risk of death and cardiovascular disease. I'm looking at the chart here, Franklin. Some of this came from... Did we get Kenny back again?
Yeah.
We connect. All right. So what I was saying is I was curious as to what your habits are when it comes to using salt.
I used to use a lot of salt. I used to just love salt, but high blood pressure runs in my family, so I, in my early 20s, I started to wean myself off, and I use very little, if any, in anything anymore. There's so much salt in everything already.
Yeah, it's, prepared foods are very salty. That's, in fact, how, if you didn't know, that the way that foods are preserved, remember when the ships came over the Mayflower, they put a lot of the fish and preserves in salt. That's how they kept them from spoiling. So it's all sorts, it's all manner of salt. But I thought you would find that somewhat important for those of you who are concerned about cardiovascular disease. Meanwhile, there are other items of interest that face us that are of a medical nature. Our friend Andrea Metcalf, who's a great exercise expert, talks about depression and exercise, connecting the dots next year on the Doug Good Day program.
It's time to break up with your current phone. For a limited time, you can get a free 4G LTE phone when you switch to Boost Mobile. That's right. All you have to do is switch. Now, don't worry. Your current phone isn't going to be mad at you. Jealous, maybe, but not mad. It doesn't have feelings under that screen. It's just a bunch of parts. Plus, Boost Mobile has plans starting at only $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data. Seems like that's something you could take home to mom. So go ahead and leave your old phone for a new phone with a better plan. Your old phone will never know, but your wallet will. Get a free 4G LTE phone when you switch to Boost Mobile. Plans start at only $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data. So you never have to hold back. Visit your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Boost Mobile. Promotion valid until 9/114 and participating dealers while supplies last, and only for new monthly activations porting in from non-Sprint related carriers. Free phone limits, select models, excludes taxes, require payment of first month service. $40 plan includes 500 megabytes of monthly high-speed data. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details.
This hour of the Doug Stanford Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Scared of going to the dentist? Did you know drinking BuzzBox Coffee can help you reduce your trips to the dentist and thus save you money? BuzzBox Coffee is complex, and it contains naturally occurring compounds like caffeine. It also includes trigonelline, and recent studies have shown it helps defend your pearly whites as it has antibacterial and anti-adhesive properties. This means that trigonelline helps stop cavity-causing bacteria from sticking to your teeth. So now you have another great reason to get what's truly the best of the best coffee. That's USDA-certified organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and it helps support my Eastley farm. Taste the difference and make a difference one cup at a time by getting delicious BuzzBox coffee. To experience your free pound, call today, 866-456-7805, or just go to DougStephan.com. Click on the BuzzBox orange box on any page at DougStephan.com.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, I'm Doug Stephan with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. All right, so let's get to Andrea, who is one of America's leading fitness experts. See how easily I did that, Jennifer? That time I've got it. She's a trainer.
Hi.
When I first met her, I thought she was one of the premier fitness entrepreneurs. Anyway.
And now you know it.
Now I know it. So, the study suggests that we're focused on here today, depression in younger girls. The more fit a girl, but why wouldn't this apply to boys as well, Andrea? Why just make this about girls? Why not about boys as well?
Well, I think that boys have, don't have the same self-esteem issues as girls do in society, just like female to male. So the good thing is that the more fit and active these girls become, the more confident they are within themselves. And, you know, I think everybody who likes something about themselves, that's some healthy habit or something that they're doing, they become more confident. So it all makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that that goes for us at all ages. This particular study that we're talking about, which was done at the University of North Texas, found a link among middle schoolers, and that is youngsters who are in the 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade. The findings have led us to believe that the fitness levels of these children is not what it used to be. Well, it's not what it used to be because the government has taken funds away for programs that it developed and paid for. So this is how insidious this is. The local school system used to pay for everything in terms of our public school education, and we had all kinds of programs. Your tax dollars paying, your real estate tax paid for that. Then the state wants to get involved, so the state takes money from the lottery, supposedly, and helps education, but doesn't really. And then the feds get into it. The U.S. Department of Education says, okay, we're going to give you this money, and you have to do things this way or that way, but of course everybody says, yeah, we'll take the money. And now they've taken the money away, so all the programs have gone up in smoke. And so it's no wonder there are these problems. You can trace it back to, I think, the weakening of the system, health courses and phys ed courses, gonzo. So now is this a move to try to get them back?
Well, I'm hoping so. I mean, 50 years ago, physical education was required in school. And somewhere along the way, like you said, funds were cut and recess now is thought to be their physical activities. But we have tons of studies that say how much better any age can perform academically and in self-confidence when they exercise regularly. So I know there's somewhat of a push, definitely in the state that I live in Illinois, where PE is required in everywhere except for the Chicago public school system, and we're the only state that still requires it. But I'm hoping that people will start to understand, as role models, as adults, as parents, that the more we move, the better the whole society functions. And, you know, everyone should be out taking at least a 10 to 30 minute walk every day. And take
the dogs. Maybe it's time we just take responsibility, parents take responsibility. I was talking to somebody yesterday, it was sort of an insidious theme or theory that was put forth as to how we're getting soft. There's no phys ed anymore. People are able to take money from the government at alarming rates. We have these little things called the iPhone and smartphones that we're so wrapped up in them, we're not doing anything else. Our minds are not being exercised. Our bodies aren't being exercised. And as a result of that, nobody's being stimulated to do things like start new businesses, keep yourself in shape so you live longer, all of that sort of thing. It's an insidious thing. So you being here and talking about this stuff, maybe it's a way of getting people to think, okay, at home we'll do this. Can't get it at school, do it at home. You must talk to lots of parents and urge them to do it. Why does it have to be the school? If they're not going to do it, then you do it. You take the responsibility and you do it at home.
That's right. And here's another thing, Doug, that there's a statistic that 63% of the CEOs across the U.S. are overweight or obese.
Yeah.
So we don't even have this happening in the workplace. We've got to start making some type of changes that starts with ourselves to be more physically active, like you and like me and like a lot of our listeners out there.
Yep. Staying active physically is good. It's the mind-body-spirit connection, and it needs to start when you're a young person. And when you look at the kids that are when they learn to walk, and then when they learn how to stand up, you learn how to walk a little faster and learn how to run. A lot of parents are very responsible when it comes to athletics or just exercise or just getting the kids to move, and others are not. And so you see the complete divide we have in our country regarding this. AndreaMetcalf.com is Andrea's website. Check it out. All kinds of great fitness advice. AndreaMetcalf.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I think these things in like a law. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do that make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say.
One of the great Beatles tunes. Matter of fact, on this date, 1964, as they really were finding their way, first foray into America, they got a gold record for this song, A Hard Day's Night. It was the third gold record for the Fab Four. They had 18, Kenny, 18, before they disbanded in 1970. So this is at this time of year, 1964, the year for A Hard Day's Night. Peter, crack it up for a moment, will you please? A lot of people like this part the best. They had a knack for being able to hit with guitars and their simple instrumentation, the flavor of the song. Other musical event, the VMA winners, Video Music Association Awards were held last night, and Beyonce got the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. Miley Cyrus got the Video of the Year for Wrecking Ball. Some of the other winners that you may know, let's see here, Katy Perry got the Best Female Video, Ed Sheeran and Pharrell got the Best Male Vocal. I think Pharrell is fantastic. I mean, now we don't have to say his last name, Pharrell Williams, right? People when you hear Pharrell, maybe who knows who you're talking about. All of a sudden, just because of that song, Happy, which is a wonderful, wonderful song. Let's see, Eminem, I got the best editing for Rap God. Let's see. Who else did you get? I think that's it. I find it interesting that the conversation continues, Kenny, about the NFL's plan to try to get major pop stars to pay for the spots at the Super Bowl.
Good luck.
As a matter of fact, some of the music managers, the guy who's the agent, for example, for Billy Joel and Rush and Metallica, said, if I was a young band, I had a billionaire backer, I'd buy my way to the Super Bowl. Everybody would know me after that. But you think Paul McCartney is going to pay? I doubt it. And thus, no, of course not. And thus, any substantial artist that people are going to tune in to actually watch, Coldplay would have attracted an audience. Katy Perry, certainly. Rihanna, they were the ones. Bruno Mars was last year. Right, and earlier this year, he did a superb job. He's popular and he presents himself well, and he's good for the broad audience that is a part of the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl celebration. I can't help but think that a lot of the people that might want to buy their way in are people who might even be on this list of the Video Music Awards. There are a lot of specialized groups, acts, and songs that are in that you know, win for choreography or editing or cinematography, that kind of stuff. But they're not household names. And don't you need to have a household name to do that act? You have to be a Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Aren't you? I mean, that isn't. Why would you watch it otherwise? I mean, I don't watch it anyway, but I'm not the typical person on football Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. Everybody's watching that game. So you need an act, an artist, a group who's going to attract the most attention, and that's going to be somebody who's a mainstream artist, and they're not going to pay. Simple as that. 28 after the hour on Good Day. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do lots of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How many of you are in the office this week or at work, or how many of you are taking the last week of August off? Traditionally, it's a big week for vacation. As a matter of fact, I think it goes something like this. The number one vacation week is 4th of July week. Second most popular week to take off is Christmas week. And I believe Labor Day week is the third most popular week for those who are looking for the details. Have details of other things. Ken Kessler, Doug Stephanie, or Ken is monitoring social media, and your calls are welcome always at 888-302-3684. If you have something to say about some of the issues of the day in depth in this hour, our focus on Ferguson and the funeral and Mr. Brown and the policeman and where all of this goes, how in the world, when you get right down to it, is this sort of thing, how is this thing playing out? And Ken, I'd be interested, social media-wise, comments, fresh comments from folks listening to the program, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter @goodday. This is something that lends itself to both of those social media, but I think more in Twitter, actually, because the quick comments, quick responses, and that sort of thing. What are you finding?
Lots of conversation on Twitter about this. Jesse says, a few facts. Officer Wilson required no medical attention on the scene. The orbital bone fracture picture is a fake. There was no incident report.
By where would they file an incident report? With the police themselves, I suppose, right?
Right.
Yeah. This fellow Ron Johnson, the Highway Patrol captain, who's been very visible in the last week or 10 days, and has become more or less a spokesman for police, but yet in a different way, said there were no arrests in Ferguson whatsoever overnight. A lot of people focused on the mourners and the speakers and the event for the funeral of Mr. Brown yesterday. What other things are you studying and comments are being made, Ken?
Sandy says, on the MTV Awards Sunday night, they aired a PSA exploiting the Ferguson protests, but they completely ignored the pre-party rap mogul that was shot.
Why do you suppose that is?
That's a good question.
It is.
There was,
you didn't know that. That was interesting. Was,
yeah. I mean, I don't know if this... I imagine part of it is that the Ferguson PSA was pre-planned to air.
Mm-hmm.
It may have been because that shooting happened so close to when the MTV show was getting ready to air that not everyone knew about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just guessing.
Speculating. But, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What other comments have you?
Sarah says, many activists here in Ferguson are mothers putting themselves in danger so that someday their children will not be. Endless respect for them.
Mm-hmm. All right. There were a number of speakers at this emotional funeral, as you can imagine. People seeking to consecrate his death as another in the long history of the civil rights movement, and people speaking, imploring black Americans to change their protest chants into legislation and getting laws passed that protect them better. This was an enormous church where Michael Brown was remembered, many recalling him as a gentle giant, aspiring rapper, recent high school graduate on his way to a technical college. The funeral that unfolded was about as much the black experience as it was about Michael Brown, or at least from what I've seen, read, heard. People were advised, I think this is pretty interesting, to show up at the voting booth. Let your voices be heard. Let everyone know that we have had enough of all of this, said one of Michael Brown's cousins. You can figure that Al Sharpton, grandstander that he is, would show up, and he did. Spoke, called for a movement to clean up police forces and communities they serve. And, you know, as much as I'm not a fan of Sharpton because he's such a gas bag, there is something to this. There's too much of this prejudice. And, by the way, people on both sides are responsible for this. This is not just about white police, bad white police, shooting up good black people. There are bad black people, and they have been sometimes... they have been forgotten in the discussion of this. Yeah, there are some people who are... I'm pretty disgusted at the focus on color. There are bad white people. There are bad black people. There are bad Hispanic. They're just bad people. And then there are good people. There are good police. There are good... But there's too much of this kind of stuff. And the white police leave themselves open for charges, and so you get this humongous news media hysteria built around something like Michael Brown, who becomes a martyr. A couple of his uncles remembered him, how he had predicted that someday the whole world would know his name. He didn't know he was offering up a divine prophecy, said one of his uncles. More than 4,500 people in this missionary Baptist church, it was in St. Louis proper. It was, if you see some of the video, kind of reminiscent a little bit of a gospel concert. A lot of upbeat music, Kenny. A lot of clapping, people dancing in the church. So I found this interesting. The parents of Trayvon Martin were there. I wonder. I don't know. I just wonder about that. Remember Emmett Till, who was the 14-year-old kid who was murdered by white men visiting Mississippi way back in 1955? His cousin was there. That was one of the things that really galvanized the civil rights movement. Most people don't remember that, but historically speaking, you look back at it. There were a couple of White House aides who were in attendance. Spike Lee, the filmmaker, was there. Jesse Jackson, you might expect he was there. Sean Puff Daddy Combs was there. Martin Luther King's children were there. The eulogy was delivered by Charles Ewing, Reverend Ewing. Apparently it was Mr. Brown's uncle. Is that, I think that, yeah. As I look at all this, there was a poster-sized photo of Brown wearing headphones near the casket. Had a St. Louis Cardinals ball cap on it. There were large pictures of him all around. It was something sort of eerie and weird to the whole thing. It was sort of like surreal, but yet a message there, strong message. What's the message you get out of all of this? Something to be commented on. We have Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's the legal authority that I turn to when it comes to things that I'm trying to understand or having you understand when it comes to legal issues. The Ferguson grand jury has been empowered. Let's talk to Steve about what he thinks will come of that grand jury investigation up next here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yes! Like,
that was good.
Yes!
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason, Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash, plus discounts that only members get, plus 20% off almost the entire store, plus that's for a whole year, plus rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid, with us, it's personal.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-767-9042. That's 1-800-767-9042. 1-800-767-9042.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a daze and head to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's a woman doing the shopping cart dance in her dorm room. Why are you dancing?
I just got Sharpie markers for $2, a Toshiba laptop for $229, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. Oh, yeah!
I can see you're excited, but shouldn't we turn the music down? Your roommate is trying to sleep.
Don't worry, she sleeps through anything!
Well, there you have it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies in store at staples.com for details.
Quarter of the top of the next hour, quarter before the hour, 45 after the hour, if you like that better. Stephen J.J. Wiseman joins Doug Steffen and Ken Kessler with a discussion about what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri. He's a lawyer, a college professor at Bentley University here in Boston, one of the country's leading experts on any number of things legally, including scams and identity theft. But I also like him and his measured approach to looking at these things. So let's start with what we know about where we are to this point. And what does the grand jury get today for information? How does this process work, Steve?
Well, first of all, it's important to know we're not going to get any quick answers from the grand jury. They probably will take up to sometime mid-October. But the grand jury is made up of, in Missouri, made up of 12 people, and they're supposed to be a cross-section of the citizens, but it's citizens of the county. So, in fact, the grand jury racial makeup is, and sex is, 75% white, 6 white men, 3 white women, 2 black women, 1 black man. Now, 75% white, the county overall is 70% white, so it does reflect the county. They will be, well, let me ask you a question, Doug, which I know the answer to. How many days a week do you work?
7.
Okay. How many days a week do you think the grand jury is working?
1.
You got it.
Pretty good, huh? Want to ask me another question?
Yes. It's 1 day a week, so it's going to take a long time for them to put it together. Similar to grand juries around the country, this is solely with evidence brought by the prosecutor. There's no defense. There's no cross-examination of witnesses. And after the grand jury has seen all of the evidence, they vote in Missouri. 9 of the 12 have to agree to bring charges.
All right. So under the circumstances, whether or not you've ever been involved in this process before, the nitty-gritty of having the police and their pejorative and having the black representative, what bothered me, and you know me well enough, we've known each other for decades, you know the kinds of things that bother me, the fact that we have to count heads as to how many are white and how many are black and how that is the issue here, which is so... I don't know, immature, there's something, I mean, it's reality, I get it, but it just, the whole process, given the way you went into it, telling us at the beginning, here's the makeup, racial, age, and sex.
Yeah, because, you know, unfortunately, people are going to be looking at this. And, you know, as I was thinking about this, if the grand jury decides, which they well may, not to indict Darren Wilson, I think there's going to be a real problem with many people who are not going to trust that grand jury. I mean, I hate to say it, and I have no judgment on this yet whatsoever, but I hope they indict just so we will have a public trial that will bring evidence to show either that Officer Wilson did not act appropriately or
right.
that he did act appropriately
yeah.
and
right.
hopefully at that point would be acquitted.
And all the grandstanding stops and all the accusations
yeah.
stop and however it is. I mean, this guy, the police officer seems sort of benign almost when you look at his record. He hasn't done anything, you know, good or bad, much with his career. He's just kind of been there. So I'm betting he was probably pretty, if nothing else, understanding the psychology of the situation, he's probably scared.
He's got to be, and he also has to be fearful of being scapegoated in this. It is not. At one point in my career, I used to defend drunk drivers, and when a first offender drunk driver was arrested, that was not his first time drunk driving. It was the first time that he or she had been caught. Same thing with Officer Wilson. I found it fascinating, as you pointed out, he's been on the force there 6 years and never had any kind of disciplinary action against him. And generally, if you've got a hothead off on the force, there are other incidents. So I must admit, I certainly am inclined at this point to give him certainly the benefit of the doubt.
You know, I'm looking at a story that occurred, something happened in Los Angeles this weekend where three people were killed. And I'm looking through the story. This is how it's treated differently. But I don't know whether these people are black or white who were killed. I don't know anything more about them than there are three people killed. But yet, and in Los Angeles, oftentimes, because there are sections of the city that are pretty violent, and they are minority cities, minority sections of the city, the first thing you'd see is black person shot by white. There's nothing there, which I find actually kind of refreshing in a way. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, interested in the law here on Good Day.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Problems of airline travel and travel in general, the focus, how do we fix those problems? How do you fly somewhere and not pay an arm and a leg? Fall fares are falling like leaves. And how is United making the skies friendlier? All this and probably some more as we pull info out of Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. Tom, brought to you in part by the folks at Super 8. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super, super, super work at super8.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, no matter which wireless carrier you choose, chances are good you're probably going to have a pretty high monthly data bill. But thanks to Google Chrome's mobile browser, you can use less data each month and maybe even save a few bucks. Google has a couple of features in its browsers for Android and iOS that reduce your data consumption by up to 50%. Powered by Google servers, one feature optimizes and transcodes the images you see on websites to the WebP format, which requires fewer bytes than other more popular photo formats like JPEG. To enable this feature, head to the settings menu of Chrome and select bandwidth. You'll see an option that reads reduce data usage. Turn that on and you're ready to go. Also in bandwidth is an option for preloading web pages. Chrome lets you choose always, never, or only on Wi-Fi. To save on data, set it to either option that isn't always. Happy browsing. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Stephen's Good Day.
So we know how you like to fly when you go to California. You take Charlotte with you on the plane.
Yeah. As your service dog.
As your service dog. But now you can be her seeing eye person.
There you go. You're her service dog.
Probably won't be doing that anymore either. No.
You can wear like a little orange vest and it says seeing eye person.
Seeing eye person.
Doug Stephens' Good Day. When they join hands, they turn into a giant crime-fighting robot.
All right, let's start with the fall fears that are falling like leaves. So you write in your blog, Mr. Parsons.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's what we're doing. I mean, what is it, less than... Well, the whole USA has gone back to school in less than, what, 2 weeks?
Well, most of them, a lot of people are back in school now. Colleges opened. A lot of people traveling around to schools and have been for the last week or so.
Yeah, I know. Like Atlanta started August 4th. Some of the schools in St. Louis started around August 16th. Dallas starts next week. And then the Northeast Corridor is pretty primarily still in the overall start after Labor Day. But then once September 1st comes, the family travel period's over. And they can't demand, I mean, you remember the $500 airfare coast to coast.
Yep.
And nowadays you can get them really close to $300. Okay, so it's about a $200 drop. Florida is definitely coming down. Europe is coming down before $500. And the other good news is, and there's something we're putting out even 7 days a week now, and we can probably only do it on Twitter and Facebook, is that the airlines, especially American and Delta and United, are fighting with each other in their hub cities. And we saw airfares this week, like where you're neck of the woods, Boston to Quito, Ecuador, which is normally about $1,000 airfare, as low as $397. Okay, and
I don't think they want to go to Quito, Ecuador. What I would like to do is be able to go across the country, or maybe to some normal destination, and not have to pay an arm and a leg. These guys made the idea is for them to make money so that they survive, and they made $3 billion in profits over the first half of the year.
No, that was in one quarter.
I thought that was over the first half of the year. Okay.
No,
well, it's up. It's twice what it was last year.
Yeah.
And so United says, I love one story, referred to them as a struggling carrier. I don't get where that comes from. They're struggling because their service sucks, but they've still made plenty of money. They got too big. They couldn't handle it. It's the same as Delta really has gotten too big. It would be interesting to see how American fares. Anyway, they want to make first class better, which would be a good thing, because they're of the three legacy airlines, in my opinion, United's first class is the worst by far. So what are they doing?
Well, they say they're going to give you much better wine, much better food. Well, that's fine. But you also got to remember what you're paying. I mean, you know, in your case, you've been flying for so many years, you can do it with frequent flyers, you can do it with status, you can do it with this.
Yeah.
But and a first-class airfare from Dallas on American right now, with no advance purchase, is $2,000 from Dallas to New York.
Correct.
And you have the cheapest excursion there. There's $265 on American. So for that, the way I look at it, for $1,800 extra bucks for those people paying that, yeah, I think we should have filet mignon. I think we should have all kinds of
those. You should have a bed you can take a nap on between Dallas and New York. All right, check out all the news and information and special bargains at bestfares.com. Tom Parsons with us here on Good Day.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.